Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Well, have you been ordering more from Uber Eats or maybe DoorDash? A lot of us have been. But maybe we're not getting the food from the restaurants we think, or maybe we're getting food from the restaurants we don't think is a better way to put it. Heather Haddon has a piece in the Wall Street Journal. She joins us now. Heather, welcome.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. So tell me about this idea that it's, I don't know if it's a transparency issue. I don't know if it really matters in the end, but a lot of these restaurants we think we're ordering from, we're really not.
Yeah, so this is something that has existed prior to the pandemic, but it's become very popular during it. They're called virtual brands, and it's online-only brands that are sold for delivery through popular apps like Uber Eats and DoorDash. And they're made out of actual restaurant kitchens. So this is food that you, if you are a customer, typically you could not walk in and get it at a restaurant, but you can order it online. And this has expanded from, you know, just independent restaurants to major chains like Applebee's or Denny's.
Yeah, tell me about what Applebee's and Denny's are doing.
So they and a bunch of other casual dining brands have added these virtual concepts to try to broaden their demographics. So Applebee's now has a virtual brand called Cosmic Wings, which it sells online only. And these are Cheetos covered wings that are meant to...
How do they taste, Heather?
I have not tasted them, but they are trying to appeal to a younger demographic. Chili's, Brinker International now has a brand called It's Just Wings. They were on this trend earlier in the pandemic, and the executive I talked to said that they're particularly trying to appeal to younger gamers, so men who maybe of teens who are, you know, gaming and just want wings brought to them, and it's a finger food they can eat while gaming. So these chains have all piled into this space. Wings is very popular, burgers, sandwiches, things that are good for delivery and late night eating. And you know, some of these younger consumers may not think about an Applebee's or a Denny's normally, but when they're online and see some of these new kind of interesting names, they're hoping they'll order them.
So is it that the restaurants don't think that the customers would go to their restaurant? Like, you know, a gamer wouldn't be caught dead in a Denny's, so we've got to come up with something new?
I think that's part of it. I don't know if it's never caught dead,
right.
But I think they realize they need kind of a fresh brand and fresh image and fresh menu to appeal to some of these, to these younger consumers. And, you know, during the pandemic, when we're all at home, is also another opportunity where people haven't been going to restaurants. They are ordering delivery online. Let's try to get them in a new, you know, frame of mind in this new format.
So if the Cosmic Wings are doing well, and I hear that they are, why wouldn't Applebee's offer them in their restaurants?
Well, so some of the brands are starting to experiment with pickup options, like Chili's just came out with an option to pick up It's Just Wings with at their restaurants through a Google interface. But for now, I mean, some of this is test and learn for these restaurant chains. They're trying these new concepts online. They say it's not a huge investment, unlike building a physical space. Mm. They have its own brand identity. And then, you know, they'll see what they'll do with them. I mean, this is a very emergent space. So, you know, someday you might be able to pick it up in an Applebee's, but it's early and this is what they're testing right now.
So in a way, the Uber Eats menu is an innovation lab.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly how they like to think of it. And these apps have been heavily involved in this as well. I mean, they support this because it's more brands on their platform. So they've been acting as consultants in some cases to, you know, independent restaurants and advising them where people may be searching for a certain kind of cuisine in a certain kind of neighborhood. It can tell one of these independent restaurants you might have business if you add these kind of products to your menu in a new brand.
If I'm a consumer, should I be bothered by this at all?
I can't tell a consumer how to feel, but
I'll give it a shot.
Some consumers we interviewed did say, you know, they felt like it was a little duplicitous, that they didn't really know that they were actually getting something from a big chain as opposed to an independent restaurant. The chains say they are very clear and transparent in saying that these are brought to you by that certain company. And so maybe the universal ouch, though, is that, you know, delivery can be expensive. It is cheaper to go to an Applebee's and get your wings that they offer there than to order them. I mean, there's delivery fees and service fees. So some customers also bristle at those overall.
So the idea is that, hey, if I had known I was getting these from Applebee's and there's one around the corner, I would have picked it up myself.
Yeah. Now, again, these cosmic wings are different than what you can get at Applebee's. So it's kind of unique, but pickup is always the cheaper option than delivery.
You said that the companies say they're transparent. If I'm playing in my basement and I want to order cosmic wings, how do I know that it's from Applebee's? Where does it say that? Well, how do they tell me?
So it is, you know, it depends on which chain, but some of them say brought to you by the chain, or they'll be like, you know, about us, and then they will say, you know, it's related to that chain.
And so what do you see for the future when it comes to this idea? I mean, I suppose if it works, it's a way for restaurateurs to broaden their base.
Yeah, I think we'll see. I mean, the key question is when restaurants start opening up indoor dining again, can they do all these things at once? So a lot of these brands also did delivery of their own items before. So can they serve customers inside, do delivery of their own items, and then also run delivery of these other concepts out of their kitchens? It could be quite a juggle. I mean, talking to the companies, they say they are ready to do this, and they are investing in it, and they think it's a good use of their time and money and staff right now. But, you know, we'll have to see, and we'll also see, you know, as the pandemic hopefully continues to lessen, do people want this much delivery, or would they rather just go to a restaurant again?
So for Uber Eats or DoorDash, I suppose it's good for them because they can offer more varieties, more choices. It's no skin up their nose that whether they go to a chain restaurant or mom and pop restaurant to pick it up. And it's a good point. If people are going to start accepting delivered food less, they've got to find a way to sort of perpetuate this or to encourage these restaurants, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gives them more options on their platform, you know, more things in more neighborhoods, more poke bowls or sushi or sandwiches, and just, yeah, keeps the variety going. And, you know, these brands do invest in marketing them. It means, you know, these companies and restaurants are promoting these brands as well, which helps the delivery companies.
So taking a step back, and I have to be honest with you, Heather, I don't order much at all. Is there a foul here? Is there a harm? I mean, it sounds like the restaurants are getting the business they want. If you want cosmic wings, you're getting them. In mom and pop restaurants might be hurt, but they've got to compete with these chains anyway.
Yeah, and again, a lot of the mom and pops are actually setting up their virtual brands as well. We talked to a higher end Japanese restaurant in San Francisco who traditionally would serve people indoors, but during the pandemic couldn't, and started selling burgers and chicken. So these independent restaurants are trying them as well. They're all trying to compete. Obviously, the bigger chains have more money to promote these brands and market them. And again, you know, this is wings, you know, and burgers. Yeah. This is in some ways, this is food a lot of restaurants can do. So maybe the playing field is a little bit more level here because this isn't super specialized food.
Well, I wonder if, you know, we tell the story of where buffalo wings came from out of a restaurant in Buffalo out of necessity, whether 5 or 6 years from now, if cosmic wings or something similar takes off by storm, we can say we've got the pandemic to thank for that. Do you see that on the horizon?
I think it's still early, but clearly these brands are trying to experiment and find things that stick and that they could maybe market and capitalize for the future. And, you know, it should be said that a lot of the casual dining brands they're doing this nationwide. I mean, this is not small. So, yeah, there could be something they find that catches on and that they're going to keep and promote.
Of course, the other side of that, Heather, is that you or I could go to the store, buy a bag of Cheetos, crush them, and put them on our own wings.
It could, but that sounds very messy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'd like the result or the making of it. Heather Haddon writes for the Wall Street Journal, and be aware, not beware, but be aware that the next thing you order from DoorDash or from Uber Eats might be coming from someplace you hadn't expected. Listen, I enjoyed it. Thanks very much for joining us today, Heather.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.